sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
The Bert Show.
When our producer, Messy Mikey, was telling us yesterday in a post-show meeting about this one store, I was floored. I was floored. In 2025, when we are so politically correct and we are so aware of like women's sizes being accurate from one store to the other and not body shaming, how is this one store a store and how is it so popular?
Well, the name of the establishment is Brandy Melville, and is that like a, you guys have heard of that a lot?
You were the first time I've heard of it.
The first time I heard of Brandy Melville, I was studying abroad in college. And I remember I think this is like an American brand. And my two friends that I was rooming with was like, oh my God, there's a Brandy Melville in Madrid. We have to go to Brandy Melville. And I walk in, I'm like, this is Baby Gap for women because it's only one size fits all. And it's not like, oh, everything must be accommodating for all sizes. It's accommodating for one size, and that size is teeny tiny.
Yeah, I thought it was only one size. Turns out there's two sizes, extra small and small.
Is that true?
There's extra small and small in this store.
And they're labeled that way?
Yeah, extra small and small. And my girlfriend says it's hard for her to shop. If we go to Target, she has to go to like the kids section. So this store is perfect for her. She's obsessed with it. Quite a little controversial store though. And I told you guys yesterday, I guess it's the Paris location. The doorway is like as skinny as you've ever seen. It's become like a meme. Is like, that's a Brandy Melville door because it is like even someone that shops there has to like kind of turn sideways to fit in the door. But we went to Chicago this past weekend. Here's some background information. She has been wanting to go to China because they opened a huge Brandy Melville in China. Instead,
there are other reasons to go to China.
Nope, Brandy Melville and back.
All right.
Instead,
through the Great Wall. All right. We want to see Brandy Melville.
Instead, I took her to Brandy Melville and I took her to Chinatown. So okay. That's a
close
lot cheaper
enough
trip. Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah, pretty good.
So how is this store like a thing? And how is it not getting a whole bunch of, in 2025, I guess, you know, if you want to argue both sides, there are women's plus size stores, right? Just for plus size. So logically, it would make sense that there would be stores that would only cater to small and extra small, but the wrath of political correctness on that, you can't, it's mind-boggling.
Well, you do have petite sections in stores, especially for those who are shorter. I don't know how, Bert, you and I missed this, but last year there was a documentary and it's called Brandy Hellville and the Cult of Fast Fashion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been getting crap for quite some time.
They have. Yeah.
Basically, also, if you thought Abercrombie was bad, this is like Abercrombie's drunk, scary uncle.
You have to also wonder, like, they have the fabric, they have the factories. Why can't they make another size?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's something very calculated over there. But, okay, so I went to the store. Most chaotic place I've ever been on earth. I've never been in a more jam-packed place in my life.
All these skinny little people running around.
It was an army of these tiny little ladies. Of tiny ladies.
Everyone's got low blood sugar. So much models.
Here, have an orange juice.
It was scary. The line was out the door, and it just like twist and turned throughout the whole store. So it was basically like a moving assembly line to see each piece of clothing. And
they weigh you before you can check out.
Yeah. No, but I walked in there. I guess I don't fit the beauty standard because I was getting dirty looks. So I walked back out and sat with a sea of dejected and sad husbands, boyfriends, and dads just sitting there just dying. Yeah, They're dying inside.
You know the Brandy Melville body shaming is bad when Mikey is not skinny enough for something.
Right? Seriously. And as a guy that's 5'4", I gotta wonder, is there a guy section?
You might fit.
I might have to start going.
The Burt Show.